Hello, everybody. Welcome one, welcome all. And guys, this is a special edition of the Believe in Iowa State podcast because it is the 100th episode.
Dude, triple digits. Honestly, I don't know. I thought it'd be.
Yeah, triple digits, man. How you feeling?
Yeah, I honestly don't know what to think. Really, when I first episode, I honestly just didn't know what to expect. I mean, I was just here just doing something on the side, just filling up some of my time in the summer. And now here we are 100 episodes later. It's become essentially an integral part of what I've done at Iowa State. So really great to see. And it's really fun to express like our thoughts and opinions and about Iowa State athletics and being able to just like talk with all of our fellow Iowa State fans to give our thoughts about the current state of Iowa State athletics and whatnot. So really fun to express that.
Yeah, man. Like I was when I chose you as my co-host, bro, I was like, man, we're really going to see how this goes. I'm like, because this is either going to fall flat on its face and find a dude who doesn't like to talk at all, or it's gonna be good. And hey, I ended up making the right decision, and we're 100 episodes in. And I think the most insane thing, Cody, is like the rapport that we have. We still haven't met each other yet. We've been doing this show for over a year, and it's insane the amount of rapport that we have. I think it's just because we both have like the same passion for Iowa State for one another. So I'm really, really glad that you are hosting this with me, and we continue to go on and continue to produce great content for the Believe Network and for all the Cyclone Nation sickos out there.
Yeah, so yeah, I think for the 100th episode, we're going to take a bit of a pivot. So we talked about our love for Iowa State. We've obviously kept up with the latest about Iowa State. But I think it's time that for this 100th episode, we take a bit of a pivot and kind of talk about both of our stories on how we've both found Iowa State.
Sure. I guess I'll go first. Yeah. So I know y'all saw me. I know a lot of y'all saw me cheering for the Florida Gators, thinking I was just a bandwagon. No, I've been a Florida Gators fan for like the last 23 years of my life. So originally, the University of Florida is where I wanted to go to school. I was wearing Florida. If you can even ask some of my closest friends that follow me here on Twitter, the ones that I went to high school with, man, like I was Florida Gators head to toe. I, you know, during the Tim Tebow era, Joakim Noah, all of them, like I was Gator from head to toe. And you know, I even took a college visit there. I literally contemplated on moving down there for my senior year of high school to get in-state tuition to go to the University of Florida. So, like, I was basically willing to do whatever it took to be a Gator. Fortunately, I didn't have like the grades to get in there. So I was like, dang. I ended up taking the ACC like three times, got a 20 on it, did the best I could. And I applied to all the big schools in the Midwest. I applied to Ohio State, Michigan. I mean, and I could have went to the University of Iowa, and I didn't. And the reason why I didn't choose Iowa, because at least around here in the Chicagoland area, everybody goes to Iowa. And I didn't want to go to Iowa, mainly because I knew so many people from my high school that were going to go there. And I was like, I don't want this to be, you know, high school part two. So that's one of the main reasons why I chose Iowa State. And going into my senior year, I was taking all these college visits. And I believe in the fall of 2010, was going into my senior year, the two universities I got accepted to were Iowa State and Eastern Michigan. And I didn't know. And it was like, you know, sometimes people choose colleges for the dumbest things. I didn't consider Ypsilanti because I thought Ypsilanti sounded way too cold. And I thought it was like in the northern region of the state. But Ypsilanti is literally right next to Ann Arbor. But I ended up choosing Iowa State. So, you know, I knew I was going to be a Cyclone. And then it was just time for me to take a visit and, you know, I took that visit. I took a run around Central Campus, saw the Campanile, and I went to the Utica on Chicken Tender Day. of course. And I knew like this is where I wanted to go to school. And then, you know, I came and I graduated, came in the summer for orientation, you know, went to go and choose my classes. And I was like, man, okay, I love it. I love it. And I went to do all the, I went through all Destination Iowa State stuff. At the time, I came in for civil engineering because I thought I wanted to be in engineering. And, you know, the way they set you up for success, obviously, as you can see, I'm Black and I was a multicultural student. And you know, there's not really that many Blacks since Iowa State. So I was in the multicultural engineering learning community. So with other people of color that were also in the College of Engineering. So it was cool to, you know, meet up with other people that looked like you that were also going to be in engineering. Unfortunately, you know, I didn't really fall in love with math or science like I thought. And I absolutely bombed. And I ended up dropping out of the College of Engineering and like halfway through the semester. It was horrible. And like, you know, friend wise, it was, we decided to hang out with like a, you know, certain group of people and I thought they were nice. And then they ended up just stop hanging out with us, which I thought was pretty sad, but I was like, hey, you know what? It's whatever. But the only person who really stuck around was Eric. Eric is also, or you know him as Silights. He was like one of the first friends I made. At Iowa State, because we were both really into football, so we were always playing NCAA and stuff. So then we got really, really close. I was always down in his room. We were playing NCAA 12 at the time together all the time. He was really, really big into recruiting. So obviously, you know, if you've watched the show, you've seen Eric or Silas. I've had him on talk about recruiting. It started all the way back in the dorm rooms. So we were watching old highlight tapes, and this was back when people were still wearing like random schools on campus because nobody was really, really proud to like Iowa State how it is now. Like, he was a big Oregon fan. I was still wearing my Florida hoodie all the time. So people were in Iowa stuff around. It was a different time, Cody. It was a different time, man. So yeah. And then when I came into Iowa State, I didn't really have any type of desire to be in a fraternity. Like, I was getting scouted by a few of them. I ended up going with Kappa Sigma because one of my fraternity brothers was really, really like a stand-up guy. And he really made me feel comfortable. And I really built that brotherhood. I ended up getting initiated in the spring semester of 2012. So now I'm a Kappa Sigma alum. So I switched over to political science, and, you know, it was a lot better that time, and I got initiated, so I figured out what committee I was going to be on, because sometimes you have committees and fraternities and stuff. It's Kappa Sigma. I'm like, all right, you know, I got all this setting up for next year, and then come to find out through, like, the middle of the summer, or near the end of the summer before it was time to go back, that I wasn't going to be able to go back next year, and I was like, told all my friends, and I was really, really devastated. Literally, I only went there for 1 year, and that was the reason why, because it was a little bit of a hardship for my family financially, so I wasn't able to go back. But, you know, through that, I was still able to be friends with Eric and my friend Christina, who we all met up last year. We all took a picture, and it's on Instagram. But those people are really, really important in my life, and all my fraternity brothers who are all like grown up and stuff now and have kids and stuff. Or whoever, or I'm still in touch with, you know. So that was a big part. And one of the big things I did, I got that, you know, how you can get the different packages for tickets.
Yeah.
I got the football one. So obviously my main memory is running out onto the field after that triple overtime win against Iowa, 44-41 in overtime. And I literally had to go off the field because that body heat was getting to me and I thought I was going to pass out. And it was amazing. And obviously the most important, probably the most important game of the year, I wasn't able to go to because I couldn't find a freaking ride, for the Oklahoma State game in 2011. And I wasn't able to go. We drove through the night. And of course, when we got back to I lived in Aurora with my parents at the time. That's where I'm from, Aurora, Illinois. And I found out from my dad that Iowa State won. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. And then I was like, dude, I would have taken you home if you would have let me know. So, yeah. And then, like, from there, I was, what was I gonna say? Oh, yeah. After that, you know, the first year, you know, I was sad and, like, devastated and stuff. But I knew that I was gonna come up at least twice a year. So, you know, I went to go see my fraternity brothers and Eric. And I visited on homecoming and I visited on Visha. So I got to experience Visha the first year and the second year I came up. So yeah, man, I guess I'd say you could say I still kept my Cyclone fandom still at that point, because even though I still didn't go to the school, I still had friends who went to the school and I came up and visited. So like being able to really experience that and all the things of Iowa State, going campanelling, experiencing Visha like the first year with all like the different tents up on campus, going to all the house parties and all that stuff. That was a really, really cool experience, man. And also, you know, Greek week and all that. And that, but even experience all that and some, and just visiting people, some sort of cool situations happened. Like, you know, I came back one summer, came back up and was out drinking, and I somehow ran into Dustin Hogue at a party one time. I'm like, it's insane. I was dapping him up. And then I went to another party one time, hanging out with my boy, and I saw Jamil McKay at that party one time. So I met him one time. So that was, you know, cool experiences that I had in the time that I was there. Met some football players when I was there, through other people that I fellowship with. That was, you know, that I met at random times. You know, even though I was still here in the Chicagoland area and where I'm still at now, I guess I would say my fandom really, really jumped back up in like probably 2016 after that Baylor game where they were up. And I think Baylor was really, really good that year. Baylor won on the walk-off field goal 52-49. But that's when I knew like when that the Matt Campbell era was like really, really something real, because like it was really, really dire in the Paul Rhodes days, man. Like those teams were putrid, like especially in 2014, where we lost to Kansas, who was like 2010's Kansas was absolutely garbage, and we lost to them 34-14. And in 2014, the only thing that made that year bearable was we beat Iowa and Iowa City that year. But I mean, there was no, and we beat Toledo. So on homecoming, and that was the game that like really, really made Matt Campbell like consider Iowa State. He's like, man, these people are like really filling this stadium, and you know they don't really have a good record. He's like, this is somewhere where I want to be. And then you know that the infamous 2015 K-State game where Iowa State was up 35-14 and they somehow lost that game 38-35. I mean, that's one of the games that literally got us Matt Campbell, and that, you know, that game is history. And you know, I was away for a bit, and that TCU game I was watching at my parents' house, and I knew, you know, that's the Oklahoma game, but we talked about it, the TCU game. That was when I knew, I'm like, man, I say it really is for real. And I think that was when like my fandom really, really grew for the Cyclones. And I've really been like clone to the bone like since then. Like I still like Florida, but like Florida, not as much passion as I do for the Cyclones. Obviously, because you know I do this thing, I rip them everywhere I go. You know, I tell everybody I do the podcast. But yeah, and then just going into like the things on campus, like Cody, like and everybody else that's like in there and that's in college age right now, y'all are so spoiled with what you got on campus. Like, bro, I used to get excited at UDIC, dude. Like Cody at UDIC. When they used to have chicken tender days, they used to have to ration them things off because people used to get tons of chicken tenders, like, and be, like, greedy and get, like, a ton of them. And they used to have to ration them things off because they knew that everybody loved the chicken tenders. And then one of the best restaurants, I used to always, when I found out that you could use your dining dollars at Panda, dude, I used to go to Panda after class all the time, man. I was like, yo, I was like, okay, I want some Panda. Yeah, I'm getting Panda today. Yes. And of course, like Just Pizza, Fighting Burrito, RIP Fighting Burrito. That was used to be my spot. Used to go there like 3 a.m. I miss Astash. Astash used to be that spot. AJ's though, I had some good times in there. But yeah, I think I, even though like I only went there 1 year, and I went there multiple times, and I still was able to like get like the full like Iowa State experience. So yeah, I'm, you know, clone to the bone. Sorry I took over 18 minutes, but that's really like my journey and my like, you know, of how I'm a Cyclone. So yeah.
Yeah, I mean, encapsulated, and I think that's what this episode's meant to be. This is just kind of like a story time. So really cool that you got to show like kind of your path to Iowa State. And there are some things that I learned about you that I didn't know. I didn't know you started out studying civil engineering, which is kind of crazy. Uh-huh. Would not have guessed that at all. But
yeah.
You also like there are some places that like I didn't even know about until like you mentioned it. Used to be a Fighting Burrito. Now is that where the now Mr. Burrito's at, or where was it at when you were?
So if the Mr. Burrito is, that's on Lincoln Way. Fighting Burrito is where it was used to be, right next. Is that Subway still over there?
On Welch. Yep. It's still there.
It literally used to be right next to the Subway. And it was right there. Yeah, it was right there. Wherever that thing, I don't know if it's a new bar now or whatever, but yeah, Fighting Burrito used to be right there. That thing used to be popping, bro. Like on the weekends, man.
Yeah.
Right where the, and then the Superdog stand right down there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Welch Avenue, dude. There's something about like going to Welch Avenue on a night, like say like you had finals, right? And you happen to have it on a Thursday. I just know you pack your, like if you had a like an ID or you had a fake or whatever, you could take your final and then you just go to the bar right after, because it's like, or no, midterm, not even finals, like midterm exams. Because you know how people are with like those night, like you know how like some classes are with like those big bulk like lecture room midterms, yeah, or whatever.
Yep.
So you just pack your mug in like your car or like your backpack or something. So that's like after that midterm, you're just like, all right, time to go to the bar if it was late enough. So, and I kind of did that for some of my midterms, but luckily I didn't have to worry about night ones. So I'm good. But yeah.
No, yeah.
Wow, I don't know how I'm going to follow that up on.
That sucks. You don't have to, we ain't got to one-up each other. It was just a different time. Like,
yeah.
I'm literally so jealous because, bro, y'all got a Starbucks on campus and you got freaking Potbelly. Like, I love Potbelly. Where was this, man? And then we had to settle for freaking Caribou. We only had Caribou on campus.
Brutal. Brutal.
It was.
Wait. Was Caribou? Wait. Is the Caribou the one in the MU?
Caribou in the MU?
They serve Caribou coffee in the MU.
No, like, it's. I think it. It. I used to have my math classes like in the middle of campus. It's right next. Is it where the Black Student BSU is? Black Student Union. It's in that little thing where the like before you get to the library. I don't know if they have that little building. There used to be like a little, yeah, in there.
Oh, the hub. Oh yeah, no. They changed that to like so they do have like a new, like they have a different coffee shop there.
Yeah.
And they also added on like this Mediterranean bowl place at that like little like building area right next to the library. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Heaping Plateau, that's there now, along with like the Roastery, which is a different coffee shop.
Man, okay, you're gonna have to show me around, man, because this changed.
Hey, you mentioned it, like whenever you show up, just let me know.
I'll hit you. Yeah, no.
Yeah. All right. So I mean, I guess for me to follow my story, I'm from Iowa. I was born and raised in the state of Iowa. So right from the get go, it was either a Hawkeye household or a Cyclone household. So for me, I definitely grew up more on the, I grew up as a Hawkeye fan. I'll admit this, because my dad was big into Iowa football, and my aunt, bless, she is a Cyclones fan. Like she's a big Cyclones fan, and she went to the university. But my aunt lived all the way in Connecticut, so I didn't have as big of a connection to Iowa State at the time. So
yeah,
like my first exposure to either big school was Iowa. And I think I was there for the Dallas Clark, like the Ona, like Dallas Clark, Ricky Stanzi might have been, trying to think other names would have came from that like late 2000s, early 2010s Iowa teams.
Sean Green,
yep.
DJK, Johnson Kalianos,
yeah,
Adrian Claiborne, yeah, all of them.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so I grew up with all that, and I remember, I think I was really young. I think I was about like, I'm gonna make you sound old. I'm sorry. I think I was about like 8 years old when the 2011 Seahawks game happened, and I was just sitting in I was just sitting with my family. We were watching this in our living room, and I think that game was the first time I got exposed to Iowa State University. And what a way for me to get exposed to Iowa State University. And trust me, as an Iowa kid, I was so teared up when we had lost to Iowa State in a triple overtime, 44-41. That broke, like, that hurt me as a kid. That was the first time I ever felt any sort of actual heartbreak with Iowa because of that. And from there, just life really went on. And yeah, I just grew up my entire life in Des Moines. So I was just always between Iowa and Iowa State. But as I got older, my aunt really started to introduce me to Iowa State. She introduced me to some of the things she did at Iowa State. I had graduated with her degree. I think it was political science as well. I don't remember her exact degree, but she graduated with a bachelor's. And she basically told me the experiences of, like, the old, like, because she went there in the 90s. So forget, like, not just, like, you talk about your era. Yeah, she had went in, like, the late 90s, 2000s, but they don't really recall doing any of, like, the big major stuff. But they were involved with some, like, clubs, and one included the, well, now they called, like, the Asian Student Union, ASU, which they have right now. That just got relaunched, I think, spring of 25.
Nice.
Oh, actually, no, spring of 24. I think it was, like, not this past spring, but spring before. And I knew a bunch of people who were, like, who launched that. So really cool to see. But back to my aunt, she kind of really introduced me to Iowa State. She showed me, like, some Iowa State gear and the color red. I think I was a kid, I really liked the color blue. But once she showed me, like, Iowa State, like, red, I really fell in love with it.
Yeah.
Got me a few, like, things clothing. And in 2014, I managed to, because I think my sibling at the time, my older sister at the time, was a cheerleader for the Minnesota Timberwolves affiliate, the Iowa Wolves, or Minnesota Timberwolves, or something. There was a game at Hilton Coliseum as a really young kid. So I went there with my sister, with my aunt, my mom, and that was the first time I got to sit inside Hilton Coliseum as a 11 or 12 year old, and I was sitting up in the nosebleeds, and I was like, wow, I was just amazed at, like, how this building was so loud. Little did I know at that time, this would become, like, basically a mainstay for me at, and I didn't even know if I was going to go to Iowa State, because my original plans were throughout high school, because I still wanted to go into STEM. So I thought about going to schools like the University of Texas at Austin. I know, heresy, but yeah, they have a really good engineering school.
Oh, yeah, they're very good, yeah.
University of Washington, because of, like, companies like Boeing, and going to Seattle would have been really nice. I thought about going to UCLA or USC, some of those West Coast schools, because I really wanted to experience living on the West Coast and what the West Coast lifestyle was like.
Right.
Then, unfortunately, right as I was about to go into my senior year, a COVID-19 hit, so I had to completely scrap all plans to go to the West Coast, and I was like, okay. Iowa State's about, what, half an hour away from my house in Des Moines. It's got a pretty good engineering school. I know a lot of people go there, like, for engineering. It's great. So why not go there? So I went there. I went on a few campus visits with my aunts, and I really liked the campus. It was really nice. I got to go see what it's like. Yeah. And obviously, campus might have looked way different than when you were there, but it still had the timeless staples of the MU, the Campanile, Beecher Hall. And then I got to see the newly built Student Innovation Center. So I was like, wow, really nice. So yeah, I got to see all that. Finally so I graduated high school. But my first year was kind of different because my family, like, decided, like, I think I took it for myself. It's like, okay, I got the offer to go to Iowa State, but I was going to wait for, like, a year or two to go to community college first, because I wanted to save some money and still be with my family at the time, because obviously it was still freshly off COVID, so I didn't want to off into university just yet. So spent a year at a community college, got a lot of my gen eds out the way, and then after that, officially transferred to Iowa State, and things just went off from there. The first memory vividly that I have of going to Iowa State was going to just a random like non-con football game, because this was when we had just beat, like, I wasn't really in the weeds of the Seahawks rivalry. I think it was the week after, it was fresh off Xavier Hutchinson's touchdown grab to win in Iowa City, and I believe that was the first time since, what, 2014, that Iowa State had been in Iowa, and I watched that with my family at my home, because, like, obviously that was a road game. So went back up to Ames, and then I just threw on just a random polo and shorts, and then just went to the Iowa State game at Ohio. And that was a really fun experience. And I had just like, I didn't know exactly what. I just went there, like, I think I just went there a little early. And then I just ended up, I somehow ended up being like in like the front. And this is where I really met a few of what would become basically my closest like friends at like at all the sporting events that I go to. So I just snuck right in. I was like, just came here. I was like, just enjoy it. I didn't know what to expect. But football was really fun. Really got to experience what it's like going to a football game. Definitely wanted to check that off my list. So really cool. Unfortunately, that year, obviously, we knew how 2022 ended up. So don't need to say anything else about that. But what really kickstarted my passion for Iowa State was the basketball game at Hilton versus Texas right out of winter break. Now, I had... Yeah. Yep. Prior to getting into the line, I had no clue what the context was behind like the hatred. I had seen like some of the things you were talking about. I was like, wait, what is all this about? And luckily, one of my closest friends that I had met at the Oklahoma game, I got to hop in line with them for the Texas game because they were basically there was a group in front of us that had been there since like about 7 o'clock in the morning, the morning of that, because this was syllabus week. So who goes to class? I got there like they got there like about 8 o'clock, and I just hopped in with them because I was like, hey, I'm with these guys. So hopped in, and they kind of fast tracked me onto the context behind the basketball, behind the hatred for Texas. And that's when I learned like the history, like that's when I learned about the craziness of what the Iowa State fandom are. And that's when I really, really kickstarted my passion for Iowa State, because that morning I was like, okay. So we had learned, obviously, about the Tyrese Hunter story and all the drama that unfolded and how he got to Texas. So I was like, that morning, I went to the library, found, like, this random, like, sheet of just, like, fake Monopoly money and used a bunch of printing credits to just print off, like, sheets of it. And I would just cut out, like, all the Monopoly money or whatever, and I just gave it to my buddies. Yeah. I even have a picture of it, because there was, like, a Domino's pizza cardboard box, and I asked somebody for a permanent marker, and I wrote on the sign, "Don't choke."
I love it.
Do you understand the reference of that?
Yeah.
Yeah, for those who may not understand the reference to "Don't choke in Texas," let's say Chris Beard did his try to do his best Undertaker cosplay.
Man.
Or Kane, I don't know, or Kane. Depends
that
on
that was hilarious.
Yep. And from there, yeah, we just absolutely kicked the tar out of Texas. I was like, okay, basketball's really cool. This was a really cool experience. So then the next week, we were hosting Kansas State. And again, I was with my buddies. And then I had learned about them making signs. So I just literally just got a fake tweet that said, like, Oshunoshuni has blocked you. Like, you know how, like, you see when people block you on Twitter? That was the sign that I had for that game against Kansas State. And it was really hilarious. So I was like, okay, not sure what to do. So it's like, oh, screw it, we'll try this. So. And yeah, that was basically that. Those are two games that really got my interest in the Hilton Coliseum, Hilton Magic. But really, 2023-24 seasons when everything kicked off. Like, I think this is when I really started to forge my legacy as an Iowa State fan. So going through, went to my first Cy-Hawk game in person. Very depressing, but still,
sucks.
Oh, dude. That was freshman Rocco too. That's the thing. That was a freshman Rocco. Don't worry, he got his lick back eventually on Sebastian Castro the year later. We're good. But yeah, at the time it was painful, and I had to deal with the walk of shame because there were a bunch of Iowa fans that were like living in the apartment complex I was living at the time, and I think I was generally ready just to walk up to the building, and I was so pissed. I was trying not to be so pissed because they were talking shit at me. I'm like, dog, if I wasn't alone, and I had the urge to, I would definitely run up there and I would just try to beat the shit out of somebody. I probably would get my ass kicked, but hey. Things happen. Obviously 23 happens. We had the infamous loss to Ohio. That really sucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Twitter was a cesspool after that game.
This is what I first learned. Like, I think, yeah. And then a couple weeks later, TCU comes around. And I just decided, all right, you know what? What would be for fun is if I had a spare, like, had a spare headset just laying around. I wasn't using it for anything. So why don't I just bring this with me? And I'll bring like some random sheet of paper to the game and clip it with like whatever like hand sanitizer I got. Like the one of those like size locker rooms, like trucks. Got one of those. And this was the legacy game against TCU. I think that's why. Because it's the legacy game against TCU. I'm like, you know what? Why don't we dress up for this? This is a pretty good game to dress up for. And yeah, Let's say me and my friends and a big jar of moonshine don't go together.
Boy.
Yeah, one of them, like this was like in the span of like 8 hours. He had gone through like multiple Twisted Tea tall boys and about a quarter of like not just your average moonshine jar. I think it was about this tall. He went through about a quarter or a third of it. And the rest of it went through the group.
That's crazy. But
by the time we got to like, it was like, cause we weren't let in until like, cause this TCU game was at like what, 6, 7 o'clock?
It was like at 6 o'clock, yeah.
6 o'clock, yes. We weren't let into the stadium until like 4 o'clock. And this was about 2, 2:30. And he nearly like, he was trying to go down the stairs to go to the bathroom, missed a step. And he nearly got, like, he nearly like cut it, like split his head open on the stairs.
Oh my God.
He almost did. I don't know how he didn't get a concussion. I don't know how he did. He didn't get a concussion. I was amazed. But there were just a lot of bloopers in that. And this is what happens when you have a bunch of students that tailgate all day long. This is when I learned about the craziness that was tailgating at Iowa State. We can go all day, anywhere, whether it's in the RV lots, at like a frat house or something, at like a buddy's apartment, or even waiting for the game, waiting to get into the game.
Was this the game that the legend of Fomet Campbell was born? Because I think I remember seeing you on TV.
Yes,
I was like, who is this guy?
Yes, this was the day that the Matt Campbell impersonator was born. And like, I had no idea because I had an inactive Twitter at the time. But like, I had gone home and I just went to sleep because I was knocked out after the game. I was so tired. I wake up like the next morning and my buddies were just blowing up. They found apparently somebody had posted a clip of like they had found a clip of me on Twitter. Basically on a side-by-side with Matt Campbell. I was like, what? I did not have this on my bingo card. I found the original tweet. I'm like, yes, this was me. And I think from that day, I just rebranded as the Matt Campbell impersonator. So yeah, that's how it took off.
Yeah, I remember like talking to you before. And you were right, because I was like just DMing you. I was like, are you the Matt Campbell impersonator guy? And you're like,
yeah, that was me. So yeah,
because we were just randomly talking. I was like, you're a cool person to talk to. And then I just remember asking you, because it was around April of last year. I was like, hey, you're a pretty cool guy. Do you want to be my co-host?
Yeah. And I said, yeah, I just jumped on it. I was like, I had nothing to lose. I was like, you know what? This works out. If it doesn't, it doesn't. It's whatever.
Right. And we had a meeting with the Believe Network but we had that. And then I looked back at the first episode and yes, there were like some like, you know, interruptions because we're still trying to figure out how to talk with each other. But I look at the first episode, I'm like, you know what? The first episode really isn't half bad at all. I looked back, I'm like, wow. But I look back, like, you know, I look to now and where, like, we've grown. Like, now, like, we both know, like, just, you know, now as we're growing as a podcast, that I think, one of the things for me, and I don't know, like, because I know you've said it, like, stuff word of mouth, but, like, there's a lot of people who I share with that I'm close with, like, there's a lot of people who I am converting into Iowa State fans because, like, I do this podcast. There's people around who I share with people at work, share with people at church. And one of the guys is like, honestly, I've learned so much. He is like, and like, I don't, you know, I'm not really a sports person, but like, I joined in to like tune into the podcast. So like, really just like the fact that like we're getting people who don't really care about sports to really like, you know, come in and actually like tune into this thing is actually like a really, really cool thing to me.
Yeah. You know, like talk about like sports fandom. I'm going to say this. I think my magnum opus for this, there are a couple of candidates. One of the candidates definitely has to be camping out for 3 days for the Kansas Whiteout game.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think this is where like people really started to notarize like me with like my Cyclones fandom. Because I legit told my buddies, because this was like the week we had the Kansas State game at home and Kansas in the same week. So I was like, all right, I don't need to worry about watching Kansas because I already knew from the back of my head when people are going to try to like instantly like go out of the Kansas State game, they go camp for Kansas. So I had a group chat with my friends and we all like were there and I told them, hey, you all go to the Kansas State game. As soon as that line dwindles down, there's nobody left and there's not anything notable. Once the game really starts to tip off, maybe like after the first media timeout, I'm going to set up my chair, bring like a big blanket, and I'm bringing my homework with me, and I'm sitting in line for that game. I'm sitting in for the Kansas game. Not even trying to go into the Kansas State game. I'm sitting in there for the Kansas game.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Dude, people
that
like...
That whole entire,
yeah,
like...
Yeah. No, people were like, actually like... Because I had seen some other people like come. This was about halftime. I think some people were like starting to camp out too. They were like... I think they were shocked that somebody was already... They had beaten them. Because I think they had thought that they had gotten the jump. But then they just see like one dude like in a chair and a blanket doing homework. Seeing the like them... Seeing that dude beat them, I'm like, okay, this guy's really committed. And even after and once like you had like a bunch of like all the fans were leaving and stuff, some people came up and asked me, was I camping off the Kansas game? And I was like, yes. And they were like, you are a crazy man, but we love the dedications. I think that just showed like how like this the dedication was. Yeah, it was misty. I think I was soaked a little bit because there was some mist that went down during the night while I was sitting out there. So luckily, that night I was able to message a friend who didn't go to the game, but he had like a he had an ice fishing shack. And I said, hey, we're camping for the Kansas game and we were wondering if you could like we could use your ice fishing shack. He was like, yeah. So I went and picked it up that night. We set that up, and then from there, yeah, we started basically just seeing a bunch of tents go out to like, and I think by Saturday morning, the tents were basically around the entirety of Hilton Coliseum.
That's insane, man.
Yeah. I even got shouted out on Cyclone Fanatic. Yeah, because it was after the... Yeah, because they were doing one of their podcasts, and they had mentioned me camping out for the Kansas game, and I got called a psycho. I was like, yes. And then I even got shouted out...
I made it!
Yeah, not just that. I got shouted out on CBS by Coach Jay Wright.
Dude.
Yeah.
Man.
The people who know the guy who camped out, like, they know. So, really cool, but... Yeah, so that's one of them. And the thing was, this is all while I'm studying engineering, mind you. I think this was like when I was in mechanical at the time. So I'm doing all this camping out while studying for mechanical engineering. Unfortunately, just life just really hit me a lot, and I realized how difficult it was. So I was like, okay, I'm not going to be able to sustain doing this with like trying to do mechanical. So let me switch over to industrial because there will be a lighter workload and I get to do more things in person. But now I feel much happier and I can still do the things I want to and be able to still get a degree. Because at the end of the day, I'm also getting a degree, but I'm trying to live out my life.
That's what it's all about.
As a college kid. Yeah. So then, yeah. A football season, man. Yeah, like you mentioned, we started the show like the summer before the previous football season. Mm-hmm. I remember this. Did we both say like that Iowa State could win 10 games? Because I knew that was a major.
Yeah. We said that. I looked back, and that's why I like put it in the things for on the Believe in Iowa State Twitter page about all the clips. But yeah, I remember vividly in the preseason ones coming up to that. I was like, Iowa State can win 10 games. I listened to I correctly predicted last year in the preview show that we were going to get our 10th win against K-State. But so.
I have us winning 10 games before K-State, or?
Yes, you had us 10-1. You and Eric were 10-1 going into K-State, and you guys had us at 11-1. So,
dude, I think I predicted our only loss was to who?
Kansas.
So I was one defensive stop away from having that correction right. That.
Yep, and then Eric correctly predicted that we were going to lose to Texas Tech. So we all are ball knowers of some sort. But yeah, so I think I'm going to let the fans know this year, you know, as a podcast, you know, we want to grow. So we already have about like 8 or 9 confirmed guests from other teams coming on this year. So we're going to be more intentional and try to actually get people who know about the team, people who also are podcasters. And we're going to have them on. So it's going to be a much more of a getting to know their team on a different level. And, you know, less, I mean, we did the best we could last year. And obviously we had a few guests on last year because you did, if you guys remember the show with Believe in Iowa and then the North Dakota guy that came on. But we're going to have, we have like 9 confirmed guests. I got to get like 3 more. Maybe we can get one for the entire season. but we're good with that right now. So be prepared for that. And I believe that within the next few weeks, we should be seeing some rosters or some depth charts come out, or at least probably in the beginning of August. So look out for those shows for defensive and offensive breakdowns. I can't look. And Eric will be joining us on those too. So look for him to be joining us at three-man shows. But yeah. And then for the regular season, we'll be moving to Sundays and Thursdays. Sundays for recap shows and Thursdays for previews. So stay tuned for that.
This season, like, I think we're in for what can be another like magical football season. Because
yeah,
I don't think when I put out that prediction we were going 11-1, I had no clue it would have been done with the circumstances that we had, like. I did not see us doing it. Honestly, I don't think none of us would have seen like the breakout that Jaden Higgins and Jalen Noel had. Like, I knew they were good.
The breakout
those two had, and then Carson Hansen being RB1 was crazy. Mm-hmm. That was not my being card. And then the defense, Darren Porter was a consistent piece of it. Montez Williams had a great stretch as a defender, and then we got to And then obviously, even with all the injuries to the linebackers, we got to really see our depth pieces and our training strength condition get really tested. Mm-hmm. And I think the guys that we put on there did a pretty good job given the circumstances. And it was truly a magical season. It was really fun to report on that season because I would have thought like us doing this show, and it leads to us getting our first 10-win regular season.
Cody, we have contributed to Iowa State becoming an elite program. So if Iowa State, if we start averaging 9 to 10 wins a year, the Believe in Iowa State podcast is why. This is why you need to listen to this show. Like this is a advertisement. This is why you need to listen to this show. We're gonna have an elite football program.
Yeah, dude.
All right.
Dude, honestly, more football. You know how, like you said, like you rushed the field for the Cy-Hawk game in 2011?
Yeah.
I got to rush the field for K-State before we get in 2024. And we were in wave. But think about the conditions, because you had like almost a heat wave, right? I was in like a very bitter, bitter cold. Like I was out there all day long on Saturday.
Yeah, I was there too, man. I ran onto the field.
Yeah. But who would have thought?
Cold.
Yeah. But man. Who would have thought, like, I can't believe these are the people I ran into. I ran into ISU Coach Burner, who I've credited as basically the inspiration for Matt Campbell impersonator. Also saw a few of my other buddies, because in the mosh, we lost each other, so we were just trying to find remnants of us. And then as I'm leaving, I turn around, because somebody said, like, say my Twitter handle name. I'm like, wait, hold on, who is saying that? I turn around. And it's Milan Momcilovic.
Yo, that's crazy.
Not just him. Kate Kelderman was there too. But Milan Momcilovic, of all people, recognized my Twitter username, which is crazy. So I managed to snag a photo with him. And that's going to like be something that I forever hold like close. Because this is crazy. I got recognized by a basketball player from a Twitter user.
Look,
so
look,
it's
bro.
Kind of crazy.
Look, bro. Look. You got to use them connections. Try to get them on the show now. We got to try to get one of them two on the show. Let's see, we gotta do what we can.
And not just that, like, obviously with the sports thing, this is the year I really just got more deported, like, more going out of the bars or whatever, because I was officially 21, I wasn't wasting my money on a fake ID, so went out to the bars a little more, and then this, obviously, skip it through, basketball season, camped out for Marquette, Kansas, and TCU, College Game Day. That was crazy, because our original plan, we were gonna try to camp out there all week long for it, but certain unseen circumstances stopped us for a day or two, but we went back out there on Wednesday, but didn't hamper how much fun we would have. Yeah, just College Game Day was really fun. Got to take a photo with Jay Will with my beautiful Keyshawn Gilbert sign that actually got signed by him, so I still have that in my rooms, like in my bedroom at my house somewhere. So have that. I was getting to see Tyrese Halliburton's gold medal banner getting dropped was great. And then the BYU game was so crazy because it was crazy the year previous. This was another level of cinema because, I mean, that overtime was crazy. Like, I don't know what it is. Whenever Iowa State plays BYU in basketball, you're in for a treat one way or another. Whether it was Melvin Edgem flipping off the BYU students or it's literally like, or that comeback that we had, Tame Lipsy shooting a three and you could hear a pin drop right before the shot falls. So, and then the end of the year, so I don't really go, like, I haven't gone out to bars, but when I do go to the bars at Iowa State, I've gone to basically Patty's, like, and BNC. Those are my main bars. Those are the main two I go to. I've tried every bar, and Outlaws, or yeah, Estas, I mean. Yeah, that got ripped. Like, that was like during the last year I had, but I did go to Estas 2 times for like their Friday after class.
Uh-huh.
Their tacos, pretty good. They were pretty
good.
Yeah,
their tacos are good. Burgers were pretty good. AJ's and Estas were my go-tos when I came out here. And then, you know, I was thinking, well, get yourself a drunk slice at Jeff's. Even though sober, Jeff's is not bad either.
Oh, yeah, no.
But,
and then for me, I got to witness the revival of the Superdog stand.
See, I don't know. I'm a hot dog snob. So,
well,
you know,
given you are from Chicago, or from the Chicagoland area, I low key not surprised, because like I know I'm assuming your standards for hot dogs are pretty high.
They are. I don't eat not those surprised. I don't eat those nasty Oscar Mayer wiener garbage. It's about that Vienna beef. Best hot dogs around.
You got to get it from like the deli. You got to get it from like an authentic like a butcher shop or something.
Nah, but I mean, they sell them at the store and in packs.
Shit.
Yeah, Cody, I'm tailgating with my friends for a Cyhawk, and we're having a Chicago style tailgate. Italian beefs, hot Chicago style hot dogs and brats. So come on over, get yourself some of that and some beer, and So come over there. You're gonna get some good eats, man.
Yeah, I'm going to have to run over there real quick. Because knowing how big, like, big new kickoff is going to be. This Cyhawk game is going to be crazy. Like,
yeah,
we've had college game day for it in 2019 and 21. And now we have big new kickoff for it, which is crazy. I still
that's
can't believe we even
wanted,
had.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now we're getting that. So that's really cool. So, yeah. And then, oh boy, that's more like the sports side. The sports side is taking a lot. But I mean, if I get into like, schooling wise, basically just been in like in engineering for the past couple of years. I'm at my real life internship, which has been great thus far. I got a couple of weeks left before I finish up with that to just spend time with my family before I go back to school. And then, you know, like how you had Visha, I have 801 day, and boy oh boy, 801 day is going to be crazy. And now that we have the Iowa State's playing Kansas State in Ireland on 801 day, you realize how crazy that's going to be.
Farmageddon, man.
One way or another, Ames is going to go crazy.
Yeah.
The Guinness sales are going to go so far up in the days leading up. Yeah. Guinness is going to run up straight to the moon in the days leading up to Farmageddon. I'm definitely going to be buying a bunch of Guinness.
Well, if I'm going to find Jake Brand and we're going to take a picture, I'll send it to you.
Yeah.
I'm over there. And
we'll
celebrate it with a win.
Oh, you're goddamn right. Either way, we're drinking like crazy because it's 801 day. Like, who's going to care?
It's 801 day. Yeah, I'll FaceTime you after the dub. I'll be like, hey, my boy, we won. Let's go.
Dude, that's going to be crazy. All right. I don't know if you're going to see this. Are we going to see some random Kansas State fan do something again like what happened last year with St. Bill Snyder?
I hope not. St. Bill Snyder follows me. He's probably going to do something stupid. Bro's probably going to do something stupid, man.
I'm surprised he didn't get shadow banned from Twitter after that.
I mean, these clout chasing accounts, man. So yeah, you already know he's probably has something stupid planned.
I don't know if that was even clout. Okay, I don't think that was even. I don't know if I was clout chasing. I think that. I don't know. I think it was just being sarcastic. And then he's like, "Oh my god, they actually lost."
He's like,
"I didn't
so
mean
I actually
have
to do
serious.
It."
Yeah, no, because he didn't want to do what that Florida State fan did. Remember that Florida State fan week zero said he was the. A pile of dog shit from the solo cup, and he didn't do it. And look what happened. Same Bill Snyder, they'll want that for Kansas State. And I don't blame you. I don't blame you. I don't want to be going 2 wins and losing to goddamn Memphis and having your only ones being against Cal and Tarleton State.
Man, that is hilarious.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you guys for just joining us. And now y'all know us more personally as people. So, you know, with that being said, we have a few shameless plugs to share. We are a top 15 sports podcast in the state of Iowa, nominated by FeedSpot. We are also a top 50 most listened to podcast in the state of Iowa. So thank you, FeedSpot. Thank you, state of Iowa listeners. We appreciate you more than you ever know. Find Cody on Twitter at Matt Campbell Impersonator. Cody's going to be talking about pro wrestling. I'm going to be talking about pro wrestling because this is like the real wrestling fans season right here. Like SummerSlam is the real wrestling fans WrestleMania.
Dude.
It really is.
SummerSlam, like I know like there are some things like, but you see like a Forbidden Door is going to be like the day, what was it, the day after Farmageddon?
My friends are going. Yeah, they're going to, is that the one in London?
Yeah, that's the one in London.
They're going. Yeah, they're going.
That's crazy, dude. Yeah, I'm still not over all in because that was crazy. And then watching Dynamite yesterday was really cool. Like, that was so cool. The shit they did with the Young Bucks was so funny.
I had to check it out. But never, yeah, dude, never really got to talk more about this post show. But yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can find me on Twitter at SciTieGuy. Like I said, talking about pro wrestling. SummerSlam's coming up. Let's go, baby. I'm probably going to try and do a vlog of going everywhere I travel. And maybe I probably will do it through the actual Believe in Iowa State podcast page and probably do like a vlog on everywhere I go. So watch out for that, for the video content. So. And then also, follow us on social media. We are on Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram. And I finally got it going. We are also up and running on Twitch right now. So follow us on Twitch at Believe, B-L-E-A-V, in ISU 2025. Believe in ISU 2025 on Twitch. So we are officially on Twitch. We are on 6 forms of social media now. So yes. Thank you guys for listening to this special edition of the 100th episode of the Believe in Iowa State podcast. Now you guys know us more on a personal basis. So if you ever see me or Cody, like if you see me in Ireland, please stop and say hello. I'm a pretty friendly person. As long as you're not a weirdo, I'll come up and say what's up. Cody, like if you're a student at Iowa State, Cody is a cool dude. Go say what's up to Cody. He's a cool dude. And Cody, I'm really, really can't wait to meet you this season. Come to that tailgate, get you an Italian beef, Chicago style hot dog, and some brats. All right. With that being said, for Tyler Carter.
For Cody Van Cielum.
This is the Believe in Iowa State podcast. Roll clones, baby.
Go Cyclones.